Hi, I'm Philip Cummings, and recording this audio boo because I really just want to share with you an instructional strategy that I've learned this week, which I just think is incredible. It allows students to be creative. It allows teachers to be creative. It helps a student to view something from a completely different perspective and dive deeper into a topic or a subject. And the greatest thing about it, maybe, is the fact that it's not limited to a single genre. It is good across every subject matter, but it's called rafting. And what you do when you design your raft, it's a writing or a project-based raft where you identify four aspects of the project and they kind of take it from there. The first aspect that you design in the raft, obviously, is an R. It's the role. And so you can pick, these don't have to be people. It can be inanimate objects. It could be really anything that you think of. They could write from the perspective of that individual or that thing. The second aspect of the raft is the audience. Who are they writing to, or who are they creating for? Who are they communicating with? And again, it can be pretty much anything you want it to be. The third aspect of the raft is the format. What format should this communication, this interaction take place? It could be that you're writing an essay or a letter or a typical form of writing, but you can also get creative with it. It could be an interview. It could be a piece of advertising. It could be a memo. It could be art itself, or a form of art. It could be a piece of music. You could do so much with that. And then finally, the last aspect of the raft is the topic. And so you would decide what they're communicating about, and then turn the students kind of free to write and create from that perspective. You could even leave some of the aspects of the raft blank and let them fill in what the topic is or who the audience is. But I just think it's a fascinating instructional strategy. Again, it allows creativity and helps them to view things from maybe a different perspective and allows them to approach things from a different side and go deeper. So I just think it's phenomenal. We were taught it by Dr. Vera Blake, who is a consultant who came out from ASCD. And our social studies teachers working together, the raft that they created and wrote, the role was the bullet. The audience was John F. Kennedy's family. The format was an apology letter, or obviously the topic was an apology. The format was a letter, but it was just an interesting way to think about it. And they were very creative, as many teachers are. But wanted to share. I hope it's worthwhile. If you're interested in more information on rafting, I'm probably not the person you ought to come to, but I have pulled a few resources. You can contact me via Twitter at Philip with one L underscore Cummings, Cummings. And thanks for listening.